there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined the Bible Clubbers today, and we hope that you'll have your Bible ready, that you'll have a pencil and paper handy. Maybe you'll have time to even call a neighbor or a friend to come listen with you, and that you'll have a good time with us on the broadcast today. We want you to know Jesus as your Savior. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. That's a precious message in that song choir, and we thank you. You know, kids, when the Apostle Paul had a real problem and stress, God told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And God's promises for these days, too. Whatever your problem or your need or condition, God will give you grace for every trial if you'll just trust Him. And I've certainly enjoyed the good letters that have been coming to the Bible Club. Perhaps you'd like to hear one or two today. This one came from South Carolina. "Dear Aunt Carolyn, my name is Rebecca, and I listen to your program every Saturday I can. Last Saturday I heard about the button, and could I please have one? I'm 10. Thank you." And of course she could please have one. We're glad to send her a Children's Bible Club button so she can be a member and tell other friends about the Bible broadcast too. Then here's another one from Pennsylvania. "Dear Aunt Carolyn, Solomon's mother's name is Bathsheba." See, she answered the Bible question. "And thank you for your stories. God bless you. Love, Eden." We need your prayers of both young and old alike. And we want you to send us your name and your address. Be sure to write or print clearly, because sometimes Aunt Carolyn gets letters she can't unscramble. Send your card to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572.
Thank you.
as if the people of Israel were between a rock and a hard place. Behind them was the River Jordan rolling with its swollen waters, and in front of them was that great city of Jericho. Massive, impenetrable walls, and inside was filled with fierce Canaanite warriors. Oh, they had been 40 years in the wilderness ever getting to the promised land. Now here they were they going to be wiped out? No, indeed. But it was no place of rest and recreation. That was a battle ahead for the people of God. You know, it's the same way when you get saved, boys and girls. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, but that's only the beginning of a Christian life. The rest of the Christian life is a battle for God. In this world, you're in enemy territory, and you must stand and be a witness and face battles for God. The rest comes in heaven, but not now. So before him loomed that terrible fortress. It was an impossible situation. What would they do? Should they call a summit conference? Should they plan? Maybe they could wait long and starve out the people of Jericho. Or maybe they could build ladders and scale the walls. Or maybe heavy battering rams and break through the gates. I know. They could dig tunnels under the walls and go in a surprise attack underneath. Oh, the foolish plans of men. God had other plans. In fact, the captain of the Lord's host, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, had personally given Joshua the battle strategy. And besides that, God promised victory. Joshua knew he'd win if he followed God's orders explicitly. You know, that's faith, boys and girls, submitting to God's will and following his word. Well, you better believe there was tension in Israel. But they weren't the only one that were tense. Jericho was in a state of fear and stress, too. They'd heard all the things the God of Israel had done for his people, and they were so scared that they barred the gates of Jericho and holed up in there, wouldn't let anybody come in, wouldn't let anybody go out. They knew Israelite army couldn't get through those massive walls, why they were so thick the chariot could drive around on top of them. And they had supplies. They could hold out. They were safe and secure. Well, then Joshua began to give the orders. Strange as it was, there was to be a big march. And Joshua told them the order of the march. First of all, the armed men were to line up and go first. Behind them, 7 priests, each with a ram's horn. A ram's horn? No silver trumpets to glitter in the sun and make beautiful sounds? No, God just uses plain, crude, humble, simple instruments. Tools that don't bring glory to man and to man's talents, but tools that bring glory to God and to his name. Those trumpets were heard to strike fear in the enemy's hearts, but also to give courage to God's people. Third came the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant. This was a beautiful symbol of God's presence in the battle. Oh, you know, it's wonderful to know that the Lord's with us each day as we do his will. Jesus said, "Lo, I'm with you always." And then behind the Ark of the Covenant came the rest of the army. But there was one special order. March in silence. Not one word to be said until Joshua gave the orders. And you know what? Obedience is all important in God's service. And quiet and silence is often found in God's work, too. It was so different from the war cries the Canaanites were used to, and that silence only made the tension and fear greater. At last the army was in order, and around the walls they marched the first day. Did the walls fall? Not at all. Nothing happened. Was their work in vain? Of course not, but they weren't done. Joshua didn't tell them how many times or how many days they had to march. They had to obey by faith one day at a time, and so must we. And so they marched in silence again the second day, and the third, and fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and still nothing happened. But on the seventh day, Joshua rose up early again for another march. Say, he didn't lose his enthusiasm or energy. Every day he did his best for God. And that day, they didn't go around just once. They went around 5, 6, 7 times. And then Joshua gave the order for the trumpets to blow long and loud and the people to shout. And when they obeyed God's order, I tell you, it must have been some kind of a sound. Must have sounded like thunder as those walls began to crack and crumble and came tumbling down and the dust rose to the sky. And the people of God ran over the rubble and destroyed everything in their path just as God ordered, except for the silver and gold which he had told to be saved for his service. Oh my, everything was to be done according to his word. And when the people obeyed his word, God kept his promise. What looked impossible was just possible with God. And so it is with you. If you trust in the false surety of the walls of Jericho, you'll fall. But if you trust the sure blood of Christ and his atonement, you'll be saved forevermore. And now, God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.